You're listening to Bigologist Audio Chat. To connect to our always-on and always-streaming audio chat, go to audiochat.bigologist.com. This is a new and exciting way to communicate with fellow bigologists around the globe. Each day we compress and post the day's audio into a file that can be big or small. Discover new voices and ideas that talk about media fakery like you never did before. To listen to the live stream, go to s3.fakeologist.com. Now, on with the audio chat.
So I am here in audio chat live stream with Mr. Dave J, YouTuber, who's still got active since 2009. Is that right, Dave? It's gone quiet again. I can't hear you. I'm going to leave the room and come back.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can.
Okay, great. Yeah, it seems that I might need to get a new... bought this one at the thrift store.
Yeah. Well, yeah, kind of out of a Christmas cracker.
Right, so I'm... Yeah, from time to time, I also show at the bottom, you know, where it says voice, sometimes it will go red.
But I will just pick this bone with you, because I'm just in audio chat, in the chat there, up about a car crash that he suspected possibly, there's an ex-footballer involved in it, and he's suggesting it's possibly a faked event.
Yes.
Well, how do you know?
Well, I just looked into it. I've told you before about the coding of these stories, right? I've said about that. So then it took me, let's see, we'll go to the, it took me less than 5 minutes. First of all, the picture they show of him, he's going to be number 12, all right? And if you understood what I talked to you about, the number 12, and or meaning the idea of a Masonic play or a hoax. So that's just one clue. Then moving down to the pictures, you can look at the pictures and they're raking up what looks like a little, you know, pile of debris, which is not a car crash. You can just see that. There's no evidence of a car crash in the pictures they show. All right. Then you go to the first paragraph. The 37-year-old spent a majority of his career in England and played at the top flight. All right. He then spent 9 years and then with Bolton during a 4-year period. So 7 and 3 is 10, right? And add your 9.
I'm not going to answer that.
You're not going to answer that?
Asking me is 7 and 3 is 10.
Yeah. Yeah, is it?
Well, anyone knows that. A child could tell you that, but it doesn't mean anything. The numbers in this report, and you're saying...
Yeah, so it doesn't mean anything to you. However, guess what? Let me explain the fact to you. Your belief in something does not make it true or false. Right? You understand that. You can believe in anything you like. That will never make it true or false. In fact, a truth can exist without anyone believing in it. Right? The truth does not require your belief in it. Right? So because you chose not to listen to what I'm saying or let me finish, which is fine, I'll make a video on it so I don't have to worry about that. I will do the video and explain it. So then you have decided already that what I'm saying has no merit. Therefore, your ears are deafened to what I'm saying. And I understand that. See, I understand that you will not receive what I'm putting out, because you have already decided by your own free will that what I'm saying is not sensible or nonsense. I get that. However, that doesn't make it true. That doesn't make your opinion of it true.
No.
You understand that, right?
No, I agree. Okay. Look, we're doing this right, and you're talking me through it, and I just questioned.
But you didn't let me finish. See, that's like you stopped on the first or second page of the book and decided that the whole book was garbage because you didn't like the first or second page.
I have
you didn't wait until the But you interrupted me when I was talking and called it nonsense. So I have no motivation whatsoever to finish with you. In fact, I will not, because you already decided that it was nonsense, and you put that into me. I heard you say that. Therefore, I can't unhear that tone that you put into the discussion. Now I'm going to go ahead and acquiesce to your tone, and then stop it. I'm not going to continue. In fact, I'm going to do a video on it instead, because then I won't be interrupted. See how your words have power, right? You do see that, right? By just you making a noise out of your mouth, you change the temperature of the room. You just laughed, and the same thing just happened. Now you're laughing at words I'm putting out, as if you don't believe it. But every word that comes out of your mouth has power. And you don't...
Your mouth as well as mine.
Every word spoken into the air has power by anybody.
Yes, indeed. I was just trying to convince... All right, let me try this one on you.
First, before we continue, get off of your pedestal. Step down to the floor, because that's where I'm at. So you get off your pedestal, and you step down to the floor, and then we'll be on level ground talking, right? Get off your high horse. It's in your attitude, man. It's in your attitude. I can hear it in your voice, so you need to step.
My high horse, my plinth. I'm trying to get off it. All right, I'm off it, Dave. Now, can I ask you about something that interests me?
Yes, you can.
To feedback on. Well, I was talking to someone about words. You talked about words there. And I said the word hello, that is fucked up. The word hello, it was introduced into the English, into common usage when the telephone came in. And I was saying to my mate, I said, look, they put hell into our language. Every time you greet someone, you're saying hello.
Right.
And I said, it's a hell reference. The ancient control mechanism, the devil and hell. I think that's deliberate. What do you think?
But just right there within that speech that you gave me, which I could agree with or doesn't matter. I just happened to this time agree with you. But there was the dismissal tone that I heard in your voice when you said devil. And what I find interesting about that is it's because you felt as you said it, and this is just an assumption on my part just by listening to the way you said it, was that you would be either looked down upon because you when in fact it depends on what you mean by devil. And what I tell people is it's not a guy in a frickin' suit, you know, with a little pointy tail. It is a lie. It is a tonal lie. The devil, so-called, is in the details, meaning that the words spoken, if you speak a truth or an untruth, within the untruth is the devil or the lie. So it's not a guy with a pitchfork and the horns. So when most people say devil, the first thing that comes into their mind is a picture, a mental picture. However, when you say it, you say devil, I refer to it in my mind as just a lie or an untruth. Do you understand the difference?
Don't, to be honest. I don't understand what you're saying.
Oh, okay, let me explain this to you a little bit easier. If I say devil to you, what do you think? What's the mental picture in your head? It's a pretty easy question. If I say the devil, what mental picture in your head do you see?
Yeah, little red bloke with a...
That's what I do not see that. I see a lie. I see a misrepresentation. So, because that, what you see, does not exist. That is a made-up. That is a fake. It's a fantasy. However, lies and misrepresentations of truth exist. That's why when somebody says the devil or a lie or the devil is in the details, you see a guy in a red suit, which if you follow that down to its conclusion, will be that doesn't exist. However, when you understand that the devil, so-called, in quotes, is the lie or the misunderstanding or the misquoting or the misrepresentation, then you can see that okay, I can lead that into a story or through a story and say, okay, by the time I'm through this, I've gone through it. The devil's in the details, the lies in the details, then that's an untruth. So I was going to go through, and I will in a video, that story that was put up about the ex-football player. That story, the devil, the lie, is in the details of that story. So when you read through the story and look through what's given to you as the details, we'll see the lies inserted in there. Therefore, it's a untruthful story. Truth. Not something that I suggest you witness to. Make any sense at all?
The devil is in the details. Is you know, it's a well-known cliche. I understand, in a sense, perhaps what you're getting at. But, so you're looking at the details of this particular story. So you've got a story, kind of looking at it and reading it. And what I think you're seeing is you're reading details written into that story, like a secret code, which to tell you that it's a lie. It's the work of the devil. Apparently.
Oh, it's a work of a liar who is spirit of the deceiver. All right, there is a spirit of truth and there is a spirit of a lie. All right, and when I say spirit, is what drives you, makes you feel good or feel bad, good mood, bad mood, up and down. Are you in good spirits today? Do you understand that? So I was trying to use some words to you that might make you understand what I'm trying to say. So the devil is in the details. That doesn't mean the little red guy, because you told me.
No, I know that, but it's
okay.
It's, yeah.
But you understand that, right? So you understand what I'm trying to say, right? So you understand that when I say the devil's in the details, I mean the lie, the mistruth or untruth is in the details of the story, the words and the numbers of the story, right? I'm not asking you to agree or disagree. I'm just asking, did you hear what I said?
I just tried to express it, didn't I? Yeah.
So when I went through the details of this story, meaning I went through every word, I went through every number given, and every picture that was shown within the posted story, and I understood it to be a lie. Because the story told me that. The details told me that. Pictures told me that. Right? Okay. I'm going to make a video explain all of what, just what I just said to you in detail to you. So then you can either accept it or not accept it. It doesn't matter to me. However, if I'm within earshot of you witnessing this person as being someone who died in a car crash, I'm going to say no. In fact, he did not. That is false witness. Right? Now, you're welcome to continue to witness that if you like. However, just know that if I'm there, I'm going to say something about it. Right?
The thing was that Felix had put it up and suggested it could be a fake car crash. And all I said was, I really don't mean to be skeptical about or persistently skeptical about your suggestions, Felix, but why couldn't it be?
I know what you said.
Yeah, I know. I know you do, but I can tell there are people listening to this. They don't know the background. And then you sort of launched into your spiritual murderer thing. It's inappropriate, man.
It's not.
I was just saying, I don't know. I'm looking at this story. If you've got this great insight.
Why wouldn't you then have taken the time offline to go figure out what you know?
Right? Okay.
Why wouldn't you have done that? Instead, you just said, you keep your yes, yes, and your no, no, right? So that means that you take the time to go out.
I just had a brief look at it. A brief look at it and told him what I thought. It's not. It's inappropriate for you to come back and call me spiritual.
It's inappropriate for you to not take the time to come to a complete understanding of the story and then come in half-cocked, and then blow your guns off into the room. That's what's inappropriate.
Guns off into the room. I put a level-headed, simple reply. Looking at it on first look, I couldn't tell.
Yeah, so you were firmly sat on the fence, is what you're saying. You firmly perched yourself on the fence. instead of doing your due diligence and your work to figure it out, to come out and say, okay, I've done my work on this. This is what I understand to be true. All right? You could have done that, or you could have just remained silent.
My initial take, just casually passing the thread as we passed the thread. I wasn't making a decision either way. I think I'm allowed to do that, Dave.
Yeah, you are, and then I'm allowed to respond to it then. No?
I don't think it's appropriate to overreact like the way you, well, as I see it, you've overreacted and coming back with this sort of spiritual murder. And then you've got an idea for you, killer. Why not run your tails down to the infant ICU or the cancer ward, people's death, to get your fill of darkness for the day?
I think that's a good idea.
I thought that was particularly sadistic. Sorry, Dave, and some of us listening think you're bored, so let Tom finish, eh? Yeah, go on, Tom.
Run your mouth, go ahead.
You told me to go down to the cancer ward and start trolling the deaths there and fill out your darkness for the day. Well, I don't think that's very nice, a very appropriate thing to say.
I think it was appropriate, and no, it's not very nice. However, I believe that that would then give you your fill, because even within the fakeologist.com site, you appear, by the comments that you make, you appear to seek death. That's what you appear to seek.
Dave, so when was the first time you seen this story? Was it today? Was it just the time today?
Today when I saw it and I reviewed it, yep. So what are you going to do,
I'm just going to ask Tom. Tom, did you find out about this like yesterday or day before, was it something?
About an hour ago, I just saw Felix. Felix sent me a message about an hour ago, just on in the Discord chat there. Gave him a sort of a pretty non-committal reply. That was all. But Dave came in.
It seems to me that you're using the numbers. Obviously, this is what you're saying. The devil's in the detail. The numbers there.
Well, numbers, the pictures.
Yeah.
Pictures. What is, the numbers.
Can
the
ever,
words.
Can that ever be coincidental?
Okay. Here's the thing about numbers. Numbers are numbers. They're not good or bad, period. However, it is used, the intent of the writer or the user is where the intent is what you need to see. So the intent of the person writing that story was to impress upon me that somebody had died. Their intention was to put a fact out onto the minds of those readers reading it, that someone had died. So now I understand the mindset of the person writing it, that that person wants to false, or they want to witness death to me.
Can I just interrupt you a sec? Because I read about this story as well. I read about it day before yesterday, and it was in a little comment in another car crash story. So, you know, it was a throwaway comment. It was mentioning one car crash, and then they mentioned the footballer, this fella, who also crashed his car. And there was no numbers in it. They just said, who also crashed his car. So it was reported, again, without the numbers, just to let you know.
That's pointless, though. However, if you then looked up that story, if you were interested in it, if that brought it to mind, you would then take that name and you would search it, and then you would go to a story with all the details. I told you before,
It seemed rather uneventful. A football player who's been out of the limelight for a number of years, didn't really play for any clubs that have followed. In a row, just seemed uneventful. The numbers weren't there to witness.
Well, you know what the beauty of this is? Is it was uneventful. Absolutely. That's what it was. Uneventful.
But you seem to say it's devil's in the detail. And I'm trying to figure out where...
Yeah, because...
You just said numbers aren't good or bad. So I'm trying to figure out what the detail is.
I'm not sure you really are trying to figure it out. Because
I'm trying to figure out where you're coming from. So nobody died in this car crash.
Yeah, nobody did.
Definitely.
Absolutely.
So nobody died. And the devil's in the numbers.
Yes.
And that's irrefutable.
Yes.
Okay.
Reading this code from these stories and these news reports and the stories, and you can read this kind of... This is fantastic, Dave. Great skill. And obviously a very interesting one for people discussing these fake events. So you should be able to put up an article that you think is, you can read it, basically, as you're talking about, and analyze it for us, and just to give us an example of your work. interest.
Hold on. Yeah, see, you're saying I could all do this. I've been doing this. I've been putting out work on what I call the seven code of the mind, which is what it is. It's the Zion, because the seven, when you go back to the Phoenician and the English and other languages that derive from that so-called Phoenician first alphabet, it's called the Zion or the mind, the seven, which is the three or the G. Those are all the same things. So you understand when you see a Masonic square and compass, which is nothing more than the idea of directing you within the cube or the story, there's a big G in the center, which is the same as the three, which is the ring, and or the seven, which is the mind weapon or the idea of ringing one's bell. So if I ring your bell, if I ring your bell with a story, the detail, and I bring you into knowing, I bring you into knowing or thinking that you know, then you are now within your temple, within your left and right side of your head.
Dave, you sound like a Mason, man. This is what I keep saying. All this language is bollocks. We don't understand where you're coming from. We've explained it all. You just keep saying, I'm going to make a video. You keep saying you're going to make a video about words pulling someone up that they don't
know. I've done all that.
That they're getting imagery from words. So you're going to make imagery about words because someone's seen imagery when they hear the word devil.
Napoleon.
You are mad as fuck, man.
No,
you are mad as
a
fucking hell. You have got the equivalent of loony dyslexia. I'm going to mute you, mate, because you don't make sense, and I'm crackers.
Hi. That's good that you muted. That's good that you muted, because you're also the same guy. He's also the same guy who says that he doesn't read books, and yet he comments on them. So he is actually a self-confessed ignorant man. So what he calls me is fine, because he won't take the time to look into what I'm saying. He dismisses it. And like I told you before, because you think or you believe something does not make it true. However, when you show the proof, when you show the proofs and you show that it's over and over and over again, then there is a pattern there. It is like mathematics, right? There is a sine wave there. And everything is color. Everything is color and sine wave. So color, numbers, tone, tunes. When I speak, it's a wave. When you look at something and you see a reflection of it, it is wave. So if then you can decipher that wave, if you can put a system to that wave, then you can decode that wave, because it's a constant. However, people like Napoleon, he is one that this, that, and the other thing, which is fine. That's his opinion. And they're like, you know, bungholes. Everyone has one. However, he's also self-confesses to never actually doing any work, meaning he doesn't take the time to look into anything. So that you have to take both sides of that statement now and then balance it. Do I listen to somebody who does the work, and do I take the time to look into it, and then do your own work and do your own experiment and take your own time to see if it's true or false? Or do you listen to somebody who self-confessed doesn't read the book he comments on, into the things he comments on, and doesn't even take the time to do his own work? Yeah, you can take his witness if you like.
Right. Well, in my case, I was the first person to call out several major British psyops as psyops, major British events as psyops. So I think, as I said to you in a message, I think my track record speaks for itself. So I'm pretty open-minded, and I do look at things, and I analyze them in my own way, and go away and think about them, and then come back with my specific opinion.
Except for
today. You're one researcher. What major events would you say?
If you like this audio and want to support this in a small or big way, please hit the PayPal donate button on the side of the fakeologist.com webpage. You can show your support for as little as $1.19 a month by subscription or one-time donation. Thank you for your support.
So, Dave, what major... what major ops have you called out before anyone else did on the internet?
I called out Sandy Hoax while it was breaking on TV. Yeah. called
before
out
anyone asked you.
Yeah, absolutely. Called out the Boston hoax smoke bombing as it was breaking on TV.
Well, considering you call everything a hoax while it's going live and send fucking notes to women
hey,
who were
smoke
bombing a coffin, you got to be like,
you were muted.
Well, I am now.
I thought you were muted. Why don't you run along? So anyways, I've called out several hoaxes. If you talk to actually anybody within this room who's been around the block, they will witness to my work. I'm not going to witness to my own work.
I've been around the block, and I've been witness to your work as well, Dave, where I saw...
And why are you asking me something that you already know the answer to?
I don't know the answer, because you never told me anything I didn't know about a major event. I never learned from Dave J. I haven't seen...
Like what? For example, like what? Groundbreaking? Okay. So see, that's just... There's no way to discuss your question that's going to satisfy you, because there's nobody but you who knows what you think you know. So I could tell you a whole list of things, and you can say, I already knew that. So it's a pointless conversation, all right?
Is anyone can
also what
say
else
that?
Do you have...
Well, you said that you'd been around the block, implying that Tom hadn't. So he replied with, I've done my bit. That's what I'm saying. You know, it was your question, isn't it?
Yeah, but you, Napoleon, are a self-confessed...
I just listen to you, mate,
because
I know you're mental. It's dead easy to triple.
You're a self-confessed worthless troll. All right? So just
I'm not sure you confessed to that.
I thought you said you were muted. So why do I hear you if you're muted?
I'm muting to allow you to
run
speak.
Along.
I think that voice in your head has just changed accent, and that's me.
It's what? Oh, let's get to this real quick. Let's get to this false witness liar. Napoleon, you were one of those on here who claims that I'm some sort of an agent. Well, just say that I use a voice changer.
No, I didn't say that.
Okay, what did you say? What were you saying about a voice changer?
Well, you jumped in. I said you're hearing me. Maybe the voice in your head has got a different accent and you're hearing that.
Okay, and then but you have said I'm an agent of some sort, right?
The punchline.
Hey Slick, you said I'm an agent of some sort, right?
Definitely.
Prove that.
I don't need to prove it, mate. I'm funny if to prove to myself, and you are. You come in, you've got one punchline, you're pretty much the Donald Trump of fakeologists at the moment. Fake.
Who?
The only people you talk to have been suspicious about fucking 6 months anyway. So, you know, at the end of the day, I just ignore you. But when you're talking to Tom, who I consider he's got a lot of credibility and he's very polite, and I wanted to listen to Tom, I didn't really want to hear you. And I did
okay,
think
but here's
in
the thing,
to a
dog.
Debate about a news dog. I'm not
here's
a dog.
The thing, Napoleon. It's not about you and what you want. He
it's
invited me
you,
into this room. Hey, listen to me. He invited me into this room. You didn't. So why don't you go ahead and run along and wait till I leave, and then you can come in and run your mouth.
The world, mate. Don't miss this for the world. You've been insulting me while I was making a cup of coffee, so I might as well set it out and see if you got anything else to say about me.
Because
I've not read the book.
No, you haven't. There's no books are in danger of being read by you today.
No.
Yeah. Cheers. Bye. Go drink your coffee.
Hi, this is Frida from Florida, and you're listening to Fakeologist Radio on Fakeologist.com.